is our returning champion, Joe Lustig from New Berlin, Wisconsin. Stand by to see Joe play for a dining room valued at $4,750. Today on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Mercedes-Benz valued at $26,184 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Sale of the Century. Nice to have you with us. We'd like to welcome back our champion, our aspiring actor, Joe Lustig.
Thank you.
Hello there, Joe. Hopefully some people are seeing you now. That might help along.
That'd be super.
Kind of tough getting started, though, right?
Yeah, he was a really tough champion. I was a little tense last time around.
Well, you did very well, though. You defeated a tough champion who decided to put your money in the bank. So you're playing on, trying for bigger and better things. I can only wish you good luck.
Thank you.
And here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. Hey, Summer.
Hello.
Whom did you bring us?
This challenger is a student at Cal State Fullerton, majoring in child development. From Placentia, California, let's give a big welcome to Lori Bell.
Hi, Lori.
And this next challenger can generate a carnival atmosphere at will. Originally from Las Vegas, Nevada, let's greet Michael Friedman.
Hello there, Michael. We'll see you a little later with some bargains, huh? Michael, you can generate a carnival atmosphere at will. What does that mean?
That's right, Jim. It means I've learned to say things like, grab a seat and rest your feet, because we've got fun and excitement, thrills and spills, and action-packed adventure right here.
Oh, that's good. Thank you for sharing that with us, Michael. Do you do that for a living, or is this just...
During the summertime.
All right, well, sounds like it'll be a lot of fun. Nice to have you here. Laurie, you're majoring in child development. What are your plans?
I plan to become an elementary school teacher, ideally at the third grade.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. Well, good luck with that, and good luck here. Nice to have all of you here. $20 starts you off. And I'll start you with this question. Name the comedian who reached number one in the TV ratings with his sitcom about Joe?
Bill Cosby.
About an obstetrician named Cliff Huxtable? Bill Cosby it is, The Cosby Show. $5 for the correct answer. Joe goes to 25. In the mid-19th century, what did the 49ers go west to find? Michael?
Gold.
Gold is exactly what it is. Michael goes to 25. Yes. Name the nation whose fifth republic was first headed by Michael?
France.
Charles de Gaulle. France is exactly what it is. And Michael goes into the lead by five. Yes. The motto of Smokey the Bear is, Joe?
Don't feed forest fires. Only you can prevent forest fires?
Better the forest fires should go out and forage for themselves, Joe. Only you can prevent forest fires. Oh, you lose $5 for the incorrect answer, Joe. Down to 20. Horseshoe, hermit, and Alaskan king. Joe?
Crab.
That's what they are, crab. You got that $5 right back to 25. Yeah. Time now for an instant bargain. The player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Sale surprise with a bonus can come up at any time. Michael, you have the lead over Joe by $5. The option is yours. You can buy this.
Michael, take note of this musical gift, this sensational computerized keyboard. You and a friend just may make beautiful music together. It's compact with a big stereo sound and a self-contained case furnished by Reed's Music. This electronic keyboard is normally priced at $495. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Well, it's very nice. Very unusual, Michael. You can have a lot of fun with that. That is not a toy.
My roommate already has one.
Your roommate has one. Is that your roommate up there, Chad?
I think so.
Would you like to have twin keyboards? The roommate's not so sure. How about if I help you out then? For $5, you'd be in a tie with Joe. If your roommate's got one and you want a one-upmanship with, I'll give you $200 in cash to go with it. $695 bargain. Your roommate can't complain. He can't give you $200 with it. Going once, going twice, no sale. Bet if it had been a drum set to go with the keyboard, he would have bought it. Back with this for all three of you. Name the hit TV show that could be described this way in the tabloids. Blake receives provocative... Joe?
Dynasty.
Hey, here, Blake, it's got to be Dynasty. You're right, I was going to say Crystal, and you're up to $30 time, Michael. To what country would you travel in order to visit the tomb of King Tut? Michael?
Egypt.
Egypt is what it is. Michael, back in the lead. Who wrote that all the world's a stage and all... Joe?
Shakespeare.
Oh, you better get Shakespeare if you're an aspiring actor. Yeah, that's what it is. As You Like It, the play, of course. Again, a tie. Time now for the Fame Game. The players are trying for a pick of the Fame Game board. Buzz in when you know, and a long question, a famous person.
I'm an American athlete, born in West Germany in 1959. In the 1977 Wimbledon tournament, I was ranked number 270, but I made it to the semifinals as the youngest player to do so in 100 years. Michael.
John McEnroe.
John McEnroe is exactly who it is. Yeah, he was born in West Germany. Of course, he's from New York. Michael, you've got a pick of the board. There are nine numbers up there. There are money cards to be added to your score, cash to go into your pocket, nice prizes. Make a good choice now. Which one of those nine would you like?
Number two.
And behind number two, we have luggage. Skyway luggage. Practical, attractive luggage with wheels. Rugged nylon outdoor twist fabric featuring new coffee brown. Expandable capacity. Furnished by Skyway Luggage.
That's very nice. That's $580 worth of luggage, Michael. That is yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. And right now, Michael and Joe are in a tie. We'll be back to the game right after this. Well, the two gentlemen both are $35, and Laurie just trailing by 15. A lot of time. Let's get back with this. Oysters cooked with spinach and a seasoned cream sauce. Laurie?
Oysters Rockefeller?
That's what it is, named after once the wealthiest man in the world, and Laurie goes for 25. According to the words of the anthem of the civil rights movement, deep in my heart, I do believe, Joe.
We shall overcome someday.
That's what we need to overcome someday, yes, indeed. And Joe and believe by five. The Italian word meaning to scratch is used for the unsightly names, slogans, and obscenities, Joe.
Graffiti.
Graffiti is exactly what it is. Yeah, I guess Kilroy Was Here is the most famous of them that you can talk about. Joe has another five. Name the biological theory which was the basis of the famous Scopes monkey trial. Michael.
Evolution.
Evolution is exactly what it is. And Michael again goes to 40. But with an instant bargain, Joe, you are in the lead all by yourself. A slender lead, $5 lead, but it enables you to... Oh, Joe, you might like this.
Joe, here's a sight for sore bodies. This fabulous massage table. It utilizes the ancient principles of Shiatsu to massage 44 acupressure points in your body. Also transmits penetrating warmth to overstressed muscles. From Abercrombie and Fitch, this relaxing massage table is normally priced at $1,000. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $10.
Isn't that wild? And you utilize the angels, your dog, with this. No, that's very nice. You like that, Darren? That feel good?
Yes.
You don't want to get up, huh? $1,000 is what it would... What, it's still... Why are you giggling, Darren?
It's for TeleSlip.
Oh, it's still on. Just sit there and enjoy your work, Darren. I'll just keep on going.
Nice work if you can get it.
Yes, indeed. Yes, and it certainly seems to be. Now, that's $1,000 would normally cost. It would cost you $10, but... I like ties, Joe. I won't sell it to you for 10. I'll sell it to you for 5. Stop giggling, Dara. That sounds like a heck of a good thing, Joe. I got to tell you. She seems to be enjoying the heck out of it. Excuse me while I get out of the way so we can all share this here. Now, Joe, forget about Dara enjoying herself. Think of yourself enjoying this. For $5. $5. You'd be in a tie with Michael, and you could be giggling like Dara. Going once, going twice, no sale. Dara is so happy because she gets to keep it. Well, just keep on giggling, Dara. Joe hangs on to the lead. Sure sounds like you missed one there, Joe.
Tempting. Boy, that was... Very tempting.
What is the only state name for a president? Michael.
Washington.
Washington it is, and Michael ties Joe at 45. Yes. In American business, what do the letters IBM stand? Michael?
International Broadcasting Market.
No, International Business Machines. Business Machines, not broadcasting. You lose 5 for the incorrect answer, down to 40. In which mountain range is the towering Mount Everest? Michael?
The Nepal Mountains.
More specifically, we cannot accept that. No, it may be in that area, but it is the Himalayas. That is the mountain range. And Michael takes another backward step, going to 35. Now Joe is a $10 lead. Among several jobs, he was a union president and a football broadcaster before he became president of the U.S. Michael.
Ronald Reagan.
That's exactly right. Yes, he was the president of the Screen Actors Guild. And Michael goes to 40. A white crystalline compound of acetylsalicylic acid is the, Michael?
Aspirin.
Aspirin is exactly what it is. And again, we got a tie. Yeah. Did you know, talking about aspirins, did you know that every day Americans take 52 million aspirins? 52. That's 2 aspirins a person. That's 26 million people saying, not tonight, honey, I've got a headache. We'll be right back. Well, they've been been bouncing around, but the two gentlemen have gotten back into a tie several times, and there they are again. Michael and Joe, both at 45, and Lori not out of it. She's at 25. $15 money card up there on the board, among others. So buzz in when you know, again with the fame game, a famous thing. I am the longest and most important waterway in my country. Lori.
The Nile?
Incorrect. Took a chance. Didn't pay off, though. No dollar value. You're playing for a pick of the board. You stay at 25, but you're out of the rest of the question. We'll clear the board. Continue for the gentleman. My name is probably a Celtic term, meaning broad. Michael?
The Thames?
Yes, that's what it is. With Celtic, broad river, I was going to say. Very little information. But, Michael, you've got a pick of the board with eight numbers. Which one would you like now?
Number four, please.
And behind number four, we have $600 in cash.
That's yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. It goes right in your pocket. Your roommate was leading the cheers. You must owe him money, Michael. Back with us. And Laura, you're back in. What is the basic monetary unit of Japan? Michael.
The yen.
Yen is exactly what it is. And Michael in the lead. What do we call a man who practices the art of prestidigitation? Michael.
A magician.
Magician, sleight of hand artist, either one acceptable. And Michael with a $10 lead over the champion. What comedy team starred in the 1935 film A Night at the Opera? Michael?
The Marx Brothers.
Three in a row for Michael, and he's got a $15 lead. Instant bargain. You've got some breathing space, Michael. $15 lead. Keep that in mind as Summer tells you all about this.
Michael, one couple of reasons to stay home? Try this sensational home entertainment pair. First, a beautiful 25-inch remote control color TV in an attractive cabinet. Then a 14-day programmable videotape recorder with front loading, furnished by Green & Roberts. This home entertainment pair is normally priced at $1,879. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $15.
Now, Michael, very nice. A lot of good equipment. Does your roommate have something like this, Michael?
No.
No.
I think the girl could do better, though, in the picture.
You think she could do better?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're going to right now, Michael. Now, Michael, I'll tell you what I'll do. You've got a $15 lead. It would cost you $15. You've got a good sense of humor. I will give you $200 in cash. That's over $2,000. $2,079 for You don't want to be in a tie. You want to be ahead?
No, not really.
I'll knock a dollar off. You'll have a $1 lead. You'd have over $2,000 worth of equipment. $1 lead might be all you need. Going once, going twice, he's going to buy. Enjoy the stereo. Enjoy everything else for $14. And as we knock it off your score, you have... Oh, a sale surprise, too. I didn't even hear it. Way to go. Michael, what were you saying about she could do better? Are you liking me better now, Michael?
I think so.
Okay, never mind. One, two, three, four, five, $600 more in cash. Way to go, Michael. You've got $800 in cash. You've got the home stereo system. You've made a fan out of Summer, and I'm not talking to you again. We'll be right back. Champion has been pressed throughout the entire show, and right now he trails by a dollar. It is Michael at 46, Joe at 45, Laurie at 25. Back with us. In Greek myth, King Minos kept a monster. Michael.
The Minotaur.
The Minotaur is exactly what it is. Nicely solved, and Michael goes over the $50 mark. With what country claims ownership of the islands of Corfu? Michael?
Great Britain.
No. Oh, Ithaca, Lesbos, Rhodes, and Crete, they are all part of Greece. Greece, and you lose five for the incorrect answer. Back down to 46. Again, that $1 lead. Name the oratorio by Handel, which contains the rousing, Joe.
Messiah.
A hallelujah chorus. The Messiah is exactly what it is, and Joe goes into the lead by four. Yes. Close game. Third and final crack of that fame game could be the difference in a close game. Famous thing is what we're looking for. I am a body of water about 100 miles long. Until 1967, I was the busiest inter-ocean waterway in the world. Construction on me began in 1859 and continued for 10 years. Michael, taking a chance.
The Panama Canal?
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value. Stay at 46. We'll clear the board. Continue for Laurie and Joe. I shortened the route between England and India by 6,000 miles. Laurie?
The Suez Canal?
Suez Canal is right, and Laurie gets that pick of the board. Laurie, with a $25 money card up there, if you can find it, you're in the tie for the lead. What number do you want?
Number three.
And behind number three, we have $5.
The middle money card. Where are the other three big ones?
behind the number 8, the number 9, and the number 6.
Number 6 had the big one, but Lori has another 5, getting a little closer. She goes to 30, and now we finish up the game with the speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? It is Joe in the lead now at 50, Michael at 46, Lori at 30. Good luck. We start the speed round now. What do we call a year which has 366? Michael?
Leap year.
Right. Name the exotic bird that symbolizes the NBC television network. Lori?
Peacock.
Right. In baseball, how many runs are scored by a grand slam? Michael?
4.
Right. What liquid is known as black gold? Michael?
Oil.
Right. Name the board game you play with marbles on a six-pointed... Michael?
Parcheesi.
Wrong. Tigers in the wild are found on only one continent. Joe?
Asia.
Right. Name the Spanish modern artist who founded the Cubist. Michael?
Picasso.
Right. Yucatan is one of the states. Michael?
Mexico.
Right. What is measured by absolute Celsius and Fahrenheit? Michael?
Degrees, temperature.
Right. Name the beautiful West Indies island which has its capital at Kingston. Michael?
Jamaica.
Right. In what European city is Checkpoint Charlie? Michael?
West Germany.
Wrong. Name the president who gave Richard Nixon an unconditional pardon. Lori?
Ford.
Right. In 1821, from what European nation did we acquire Florida? Michael?
Spain.
Right. Name the author of the bestsellers Chesapeake and Space. Time is up. Michael is a new champion. With $76. Congratulations. Well, Michael did a lot of buying and still came out on top. Fine new champion. First of all, Michael, he had the right country, but I said in what European city is Checkpoint Charlie? That, of course, would be Berlin or West Berlin. And the board game you play with marbles on a six-pointed star is Chinese checkers. That six-pointed star. I didn't get a chance to finish that, and that wouldn't cost you, but it didn't make any difference to Michael, who came out on top. Got to say goodbye to our outgoing champion. He tried to win again and couldn't do it, but Joe, you're not going home empty-handed, certainly. You've got the chess set, that electronic chess set, very unusual. The paging system, you've got $855. You are well over $1,700. $100 in cash and prizes. Good luck with your acting aspirations.
Thank you.
Lori didn't pick up anything along the way. Of course, you've got the cash in front of you. Thank you for joining us, Lori.
Thank
and
you.
Good luck
great
in your
time.
Studies.
Thank
I know you'll
you.
Make a fine teacher
Thank
someday.
You.
But Michael Friedman, he did a lot of buying, and he is still going shopping. The new champion. Come on up here with me, Michael. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you
fine
very much.
Job. And it's kind of nice because I heard your friends out there cheering, and nobody was happier for you than your friends, and that's always nice. Michael, you got $76. Yeah. Take a look at this, Michael. That fireplace and equipment you've seen. Of course, take a good look at this for $175.
Here's a tasty addition to your decor, a dining room set. A beautiful mahogany table with bronze mounts, a reproduction of a style popular in 19th century France, with four antique rosewood chairs, furnished by George Georges and Sons. This dining room set normally priced at $4,750. Yours on sale of the century for only $175.
That's very nice. You're $99 away from that. That would be very lovely. But now, there's one thing you haven't seen. I know you are a student.
Right. Yes?
Yes?
Yes, sir.
All right. Boy, if you get some time off, instead of going back to work at the carnival over the summer, how about taking a lovely holiday? If you got the $445, you could enjoy this wonderful trip to Egypt. Take a look at this, Michael.
You marvel at the mysteries of the ancient world on your trip to fabulous Egypt. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for a 17-day magical tour of Egypt, where you'll have a chance to view the Great Pyramids, the ancient cities, the mosques, the bazaars, and even solve the great riddle of the Sphinx. This exciting trip, normally priced at $10,980. Yours on sale of the century for only $445.
Oh, that's very nice. Look at that. Boy, fancy. I thought I saw Jay Stewart there with no shirt on, but he had a much higher voice. I couldn't figure that out with the Egyptian setting. Now, that's wonderful. Here's another thing that's wonderful. $530, you could drive away with this.
Drive one of the classics, this beautiful Mercedes-Benz. Elegant yet practical, this sports sedan features automatic climate control, plus AM/FM stereo radio with cassette player and four speakers, furnished by Mercedes-Benz Hollywood. This luxurious automobile, normally priced at $26,184, yours on sale of the century for only $530.
And if you get to $750, Michael, you will have all the prizes on the stage, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $64,000.
$1,000.
And that continues to grow. But, Michael, that's a ways away. Right now, you've got $76. With $76, you can take that fireplace and all the equipment that goes with it and leave us. Or put your money in the bank. You'd need $99 more and the win for the dining room set, which is the next thing up the line. So you think about it for a moment, and we'll get your decision right after this. With our champion, Michael Friedman, student at USC, $76. That will buy you that beautiful fireplace and all the equipment that goes with it. Or you can put your money in the bank and play on. A lot of wonderful things. I love that trip to Egypt. That would be a terrific, terrific trip that you could have. But, Michael, right now, what are you going to do? Are you going to take the fireplace and leave us, or are you going to put your money in the bank and play on?
Well, Jim, being from Las Vegas, I don't have much need for a fireplace, so I think I'll come back.
I think from Las Vegas, you're not going to do that. We'll put the money in the bank. We'll add another $1,000, $65,000 as that cash jackpot continues to grow. Michael meets two new challenges next time on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
All prices are manufacturer suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.